popular music, and internet. So internet bracket boiled down to Facebook, Wikipedia, Saturday Night Live digital shorts, and text from last night. Those were our Sweet 16. Food, it was pizza, hamburgers, barbecue, and chicken fingers. Characters, Han Solo,
Elmer Fudd,
the Ghostbusters, and Mickey Mouse. And then final bracket we had was
the
modern
music
which we, pop music, we took off the top 16 of iTunes, so none of us really knew about most of the artists. And then our finals there were Usher, Train, Black Eyed Peas, and Jason Derulo, who got through simply because he had an umlaut over one of the vowels in his name.
The Beeb had a surprising first round upset and made it to the second round.
Where we finished him off, as we should have.
We finished him off for good.
We couldn't let that happen.
We shot him in the knee. But yeah, after going through those rounds, we came to our final four. Well, let's go to the Elite Eight first.
Yeah.
Train triumphed over Usher on the strength that they play their own instruments.
And Black Eyed Peas defeated the umlaut.
I was a little disappointed to see him go.
Yeah.
I like the umlaut.
But if we were going for grammar and names, he would go all the way. But
oh, yeah. Easily. Food bracket, chicken figures, edged out barbecue.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, I was sad about that.
Pizza was the overwhelming favorite over hamburgers.
Not overwhelming. I'm still disappointed.
3-1.
Nah.
That's overwhelming.
It's hardly a landslide.
Han Solo beat out Elmer Fudd. The Ghostbusters vaporized Mickey Mouse. Wikipedia over digital shorts. And after a change of heart for myself, Facebook took its spot over a text from last night.
Yeah, that was a close one. They made it close, but, you know, the overwhelming power of Facebook ended up defeating them.
So we have our final four decided after the regional finals.
We had a titanic matchup in internet between Wikipedia and Facebook.
I'm telling you guys, this is 1-2.
Yeah.
West Virginia and Kentucky, best matchup of the regional finals.
And Wikipedia.
Wikipedia triumphed.
Over Facebook.
Over Facebook.
On the logic that Wikipedia taught us that Michael Jackson was the first Jew to land on the moon.
Yep, nothing's better than an encyclopedia that you can write.
It just makes everybody feel smarter. Probably smarter than they should feel, but I think that's good. I think people need a little boost every now and then.
The amount of things I've learned from Wikipedia probably rivals the things I've learned from Furman.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Easily. And I had a game in high school where I played 6 Degrees of Seven Bacon. Kevin Bacon.
Seven Bacon. 6 Degrees of 7-8.
Whoa. 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, where I would try to get from a random article to Kevin Bacon's article on Wikipedia, only using links inside of the pages.
Yeah.
And I was able to do it from Bonobo, from Jesus. I got from, like, the Cold War to Kevin Bacon in 2, I think, which was impressive. But it's a good game if you got some time to kill. Check it out.
In terms of fictional characters, we had Han Solo going up against the Ghostbusters. And in a surprising unanimous vote, Ghostbusters knocked out Han Solo.
It was 4-1.
4-1, that's exactly what I was going to say. It wasn't really fair.
Han can shoot first, but there's still three other guys with proton packs.
So Ghostbusters and Wikipedia are in the first matchup in the Final Four. Our music bracket, we had Train beating out the Black Eyed Peas.
Because they play their own instruments.
Because they play their own instruments. And Chicken Fingers against Pizza in the food region.
And pizza.
It's got to be pizza.
Pizza knocked out Chicken Fingers.
Love pizza. Mm. So we got our Final Four is set now. Train against Pizza. Ghostbusters against Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that at the end of the show. We'll have to duke that out amongst the four of us.
Yeah.
And maybe the five of us.
I feel like the Clarence Thomas of this group. I dissent on everything.
Albino Clarence Thomas. This is 95.9 WPLS. We are Sublimity Cricket. Keep listening, please.
We got some music
for you. We beg you.
departed, and you know he never showed his face again. That's why your love,
back. You're listening to 95.9. This is Sublimity Cricket.
Yep.
Number one show in Fermanagh Morning Radio.
We had an interesting idea come up during the song. That was to create a Wikipedia page for ourselves and try to get it so that whenever someone types in Jiminy Cricket on Google, it comes up. Did you mean Sublimity Cricket?
We could do everybody a favor who plays 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, and we would just put a random reference to Kevin Bacon and Sublimity Cricket. So you knew there was always a place you could go. If you could get to Sublimity Cricket,
the problem with that, though, is that you would have to get a link to Sublimity Cricket, which...
We put it on Jiminy Cricket.
And Furman.
And Furman.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I'm liking the sound of this. Furman you can get to from Sanford. Sanford you can get to from Argentina.
Argentina you can get to from South America. You get to South America, you're 4 steps away from Kevin Bacon. We may not be helping anybody. And I don't know that we can get Sublimity Cricket on Furman. Dr. Benson was saying that there's somebody in admissions that regularly checks the Furman page.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because he says he's put things in to show us not to use Wikipedia. He says he edited the Wikipedia page to say something like, Dr. Shy is not an alien. And he said it was gone within the hour. He said someone's checking it pretty regularly.
So is there somebody in Furman's organization that sole job is to monitor the Wikipedia page?
I hope it's not their sole job. I don't know if it's one of their jobs. Well, nothing's changed today. Going home.
Checking out. That's a fresher. In other interesting Wikipedia news, today's featured article on Wikipedia.
Sublimity Cricket.
The Insane Clown Posse, just as preposterous.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's true.
Is there just a link you can go to create your own page? Is that... Or do you have to go through a certain set of... Has anybody tried this before?
I've never tried to make my own page.
What was the Stephen Colbert one? Maybe we could get a page on that. We got the same initials.
This is true.
And we're from South Carolina. If you can't tell, we're kind of stalling a little bit. Our interviewee hasn't showed up yet, but we'll figure something out. Thinking on our feet, that's what we got to do.
Yeah.
Coming up next week, not next week. Next week's Easter.
We're going.
The week after.
The week after is our big, monumentous interview with Dr. Shy, mm-hmm. who he had a CLP this past Thursday in Watkins, and McClintock and I went. And scattered them out a little bit. Wrote some things in our notebook. We think we're going to take him pretty high in the draft. We're not sure yet.
Yeah.
Depends on his 40 time. We'll have to wait for that.
It's getting a little rusty since he played back in the 70s.
Yeah. That's a true story. He played football at Furman when he was here, 69 to 73. I didn't realize he was really close to being drafted and going into Vietnam.
He was fully commissioned. That was amazing. He was commissioned as a second lieutenant when he graduated, and then there was a reduction in force at the end of Vietnam, and they told him they didn't want him.
So I'm sure he'll have lots of cool stories to tell. We're going to start, I'll do it during the next song, actually. Start an event page on Facebook so you can go on and leave us some questions you would like to have answered. And if you could, leave your class or where you're from so we can have a little sense of community here.
Jimmy from Soho asks.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to make it a little more legit. We're cleaning it up. No more pimps and pimp slaps until after April. trying to class this place up a little bit. We're going to have class coming out the ass by the time we're done here.
You just lowered the class by that statement.
Yeah,
I figured. But it rhymes, Giebert.
I don't care.
Shakespeare rhymed.
Okay, move on to the next song.
We have a song queued up.
Yeah, we're going to see if our interviewee is going to arrive, and if not, we'll do some more Stalin for you. Yeah.
Stalin, and we're not going to kill any Ukrainians, though.
No. Ouch.
We're not.
Sublimity Cricket, keep listening.
Well, just a few things about myself. I'm on the small side, but everyone says I'm a powerhouse. I work hard. I'm a filtration expert, actually. Let me see. I have a twin. We're tight. I find that I rarely get the recognition that I deserve, but I'm working on that. You betcha.
How well do you know your kidneys? If you have high blood pressure or diabetes, you're at risk for kidney failure, so get screened.
Just get to know me, that's all I'm saying.
For more information, visit kidney.org. A message from the National Kidney Foundation. Love your kidneys.
Anyway, we're back.
95.9 WPLS.
You just listened to The Clash, Rock the Casbah, and then another kidney PSA, because frankly, we're tired of searching for non-depressing ones.
It's true. There's nothing depressing about an organ of your body talking to you.
Exactly. He just wants to get you know, wants you to get to know him.
Every time I try and talk to my kidneys, they don't talk back, so.
You just have antisocial kidneys, then. Yeah, mine answer me all the time.
Maybe you need dialysis.
Yeah.
Use another free kidney.
Yeah. Your renal's a little rusty.
Wow.
We went there.
Wow.
Time for weird news. We're going to change things up a little bit. Our first story comes to us via Providence, Rhode Island. Headline reads, Giraffe's headbutt sends zookeeper to hospital. 18-foot animal with, quote, tendency to reach was being playful, officials say. Rhode Island zookeeper has been treated at a hospital after butting heads with a giraffe. A spokesperson for the Roger Williams Park Zoo told the Providence Journal that the 18-foot-tall giraffe was being playful and took a swipe at the keeper when she was cleaning up in a space between the exhibit and the public viewing area Sunday. This has to be either the world's tallest zookeeper or the giraffe that likes to stoop down to its level the most.
I've always heard that you're supposed to give animals enough room to roam, and I wonder if there's enough room in all of Rhode Island for a giraffe to roam.
Let alone the Roger Williams Park Zoo.
I heard that giraffe was hanging out with the Puritans in Connecticut and decided he couldn't deal with it anymore, so he went down to Rhode Island.
It says the keeper did remain conscious and was able to walk to safety, only suffering minor head injuries, and was later released from the hospital. So good to hear that she's okay after her head-on collision.
The giraffe tried to eat me once.
Tried to eat you? Hold on. Rewind. Yeah. What happened?
Hold the phone.
Story time with Uncle Will Smith.
Story time.
We went to the Animal Kingdom in Disney World. And we did the safari ride, which if you forget about the cheesy poacher story they try to pull you in with, some cool stuff there. We're going, and I like look behind me, and I see a giraffe that's like galloping. I'm like, well, that's cool looking. But it keeps getting closer, and then it like bends down and sticks its tongue out. Which is much longer than yours, Keelan. Just like, it got within like 3 feet of me, and it scared me to death. I was like 8. I was like, what?
So it was like the T-Rex in yes. Jurassic Park with its eye just coming in the window?
It was exactly like that. Because I was sitting, I had the window seat, as it were. So that was...
Wow. That's a frightening story you got there.
Yeah. Giraffes. The silent killer.
Giraffes are evil.
They're worse than bikes on campus. Bikes are the silent killer on campus. I've said this before, and I will say it again.
It's true.
More dangerous than mopeds, because I don't ever hear bikes coming until they're right up behind me. It happened to me the other day. I almost fell into a ditch or something because somebody was riding their bike behind me. Anywho, story number two comes to us. Wow. This is a international hodgepodge.
Seriously, wow.
Soup mistaken for drugs. Man detained in Mexico.
This is soup. So, what do you eat? I'm not sure. You kind of sound like suit there for a second.
Suit, I'm sorry.
Apparently, a Nigerian-born U.S. citizen says he spent 2 days in a Tijuana jail after Mexican authorities mistook the soup ingredients he was bringing to a relative in Mexico for illegal drugs. This is really kind of sad because we're sitting there and there's violence in Mexico and we're trying to cut down the drugs and we attack a guy because he's got minestrone in his backpack.
He was bringing Umaham, which is a great name to begin with. Said he was bringing dried fish, vegetables, and spices, ingredients for ugu, a spicy Nigerian soup, to a younger relative, Xavier Nana Nwafor, who lives in Tijuana.
People
what are
actually
they...
live in Tijuana.
Yeah, they're all people from San Diego who are too hungover to go back to the U.S. Mexican inspectors asked if the labeled packages contained marijuana, and Umaham said no. He didn't speak Spanish and couldn't explain what they were. He said Mexican authorities put him in jail, telling him they needed to test the suspicious materials.
I bet they had a spicy Nigerian lunch while they were inspecting it. This soup is great.
We have to make sure there are no drugs in this. You, consume them. See what happens.
After 2 days, authorities concluded he was not carrying any drugs. He said Umaham did not test positive for any drug. He was released after 2 days, but his wife said he was humiliated by the experience. It would have been nice if somebody had said sorry.
2 days to figure out if those are drugs. What are they doing, like smoking dried fish and like, nope, nope, not getting a bus.
Nope, that's not it. Nope. Not feeling hungry. Way to go, Mexican officials. Making yourself look less and less competent.
I mean, really, they're Mexican officials. They're not that competent to begin with.
Whoa. Racist alarm. Okay, Washington school cancels classes for a Sunday. And this would be the Washington in the western part of the country.
Washington
the
State.
Washington State, where they would do something like this.
It's true. And keep in mind, I know that you're probably thinking right now, but school's always out on Sundays. No. This is for a Sunday.
Sun, lowercase.
Good weather prompts principal to give kids and teachers a day off. I think you guys need to go to MSNBC.com's Weird News, if you're listening, and look at the picture of the principal mounted on his bicycle on Sunday. I think you would realize he's the kind of guy to do something like that.
He kind of looks like a gay Ed Begley.
And this is at a Christian school as well.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, of course it's a Christian school, because they're the only ones that could get away with something like that. Public school couldn't do that.
No.
Too much red tape surrounding everything. On the fifth day of the spring, the sun came out over western Washington, so Bellingham Christian School rested. That was brilliant writing, MSNBC.
I guess in Washington State it does rain like 355 days out of the year. I would maybe give them a day off if there was sun. Like, what is this?
Yeah. For us, we get out of school if it snows a little bit. In Washington, they get out if it's sunny a little bit.
Yep.
Don't watch Overcast, delaying classes for 2 hours.
That's perfect for you. It's been our weird news for the day. Keep listening, 95.9 WPLS. This is Sublimity Cricket.
We might eventually have an interview for you. We don't know.
Mayhaps. We'll have to see.
I'm building suspense here. Keep listening to find out. This is Sublimity Cricket.
Keep it locked.
Welcome back to Sublimity Cricket.
95.9 WPLS.
Furman Radio.
I like the way you did that. You kind of said it like Rico Suave.
Oh, yeah.
Rico.
The Duff Man, too. A little hint of Duff Man in there. We're going to move right into our Final Four in the March awesome. Awesomeness bracket.
Just a quick reminder, this is Ghostbusters against Wikipedia.
And Train against Pizza.
Train against Pizza.
So, I guess we'll start with myself, because I like to hear me talk.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
Kidding. Let's go with Train and Pizza. This is me and McClintock's brackets facing off, our regions facing off. What are you going with? Let's start. We'll finish with McClintock and I. We'll start with our matchup and finish with our votes.
Yep.
Pizza.
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 Pizza. There's no question there.
No question.
I mean,
your own instruments doesn't mean anything against pizza.
As soon as I saw that pop music was one of the brackets, I'm like, okay, we'll get through that. Get through that. As soon as we get to the final four,
it's gone.
Smash.
I was kind of holding out hope for something like Don't Stop Believin' to still be in the top 16 on iTunes, just for novelty's sake.
It's always in the top 100, but never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the iTunes top 100 singles paints a really depressing picture of the people who still buy their music.
So it's Pizza, and now we move on to our
other final semifinal. Four.
Which is going to be very difficult.
It's
going to
be interesting. Ghostbusters from Giebert's fictional characters region versus Wikipedia from Will Smith's internet region. Thoughts?
I'm going all the way Wikipedia. TikTok. Simply because all of the other things that we've voted against can be included as articles in Wikipedia. Wikipedia consumes them all.
So you're saying that Wikipedia is becoming weaker for the consumption of the lesser choices?
No, I'm just saying Wikipedia can include everything else. I've learned way more from Wikipedia.
It's to its credit, not to its discredit.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said last week, three-year-old me would kill me, but go on Wikipedia.
All I know is that if you cross the streams, Wikipedia is done for.
So is everything.
But so are the Ghostbusters.
Exactly. Do you don't mess with that kind of power, man. I'm going with Ghostbusters.
So then this begs the question. Are we flipping a coin if we come to a tie?
Oh, I can't let this...
We'll have to flip a coin. That's the only thing we can do.
Yeah, we're
crossing the streams.
We're crossing the streams.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
What happened to the coin?
I got the coin.
Okay. Let's go...
Heads, Ghostbusters.
Because Ghostbusters have heads.
Tails, Wikipedia's.
Yep.
Wikipedia's. You like pluralized it.
Which was heads and which was tails?
Heads was Ghostbusters.
Heads was
no,
Ghostbusters.
But which on the coin was heads?
The one with the stuff on it. It was actually a button we're using. We're not actually using a coin.
Okay. So
Ghostbusters pulls out of Wikipedia.
Ghostbusters upsets Wikipedia.
My gosh, what have we come to?
Which brings us to the March Awesomeness final. Pizza versus the Ghostbusters.
Pizza versus the Ghostbusters.
Pizza from my region.
Sounds like a stoner's Friday night. Ghostbusters and pizza.
What would have made this a harder decision is if Ghostbusters were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's true.
Well, not really, because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will just eat the pizza and then they'd be done with.
Only if it had
a crazy conversation.
Pizza, my vote.
My vote.
I'm going with Ghostbusters again.
Uh-oh. Are we going with another coin flip?
No.
We got a tiebreaker.
We have the ultimate tiebreaker here.
Will Smith, what do you
here.
Say? Ghostbusters versus pizza.
Will Smith?
It's for Ghostbusters.
I must say, after you said that Devin's could be the deciding vote, you couldn't really be a D-bag and not go to that.
Let Devin's do something.
So now, just as a method of introduction, our interview has arrived with about 20 minutes left in the show, but he has
still
arrived.
Enough time.
Station and manager Ryan Devins, what do you
think? Our station manager Ryan Devins, the final vote in our bracket of awesome.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yes. If you had said Ghostbusters, interview would have been over.
Pizza, the official winner. Of the March Awesomeness bracket of Sublimity Cricket.
So out of all the awesome things we listed off, as well as popular music,
as well as popular music. Yeah,
pizza has emerged as the victor.
Yeah, Jason Derulo, Teo Cruz, you should be ashamed of yourselves, America. This is 95.9 WPLS. We're Sublimity Cricket. Enjoy this music. Welcome back. You're listening on 95.9 WPLS and also online, sublimitycricket.wordpress.com or fuwpls.wordpress.com. And we're here with station manager Ryan Dudesky Devins.
Hello.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Nice
pretty
of you
good.
To join us.
Yeah, nice to see a full house in here this morning. I don't usually get up this early, so on Sundays.
We're worth it, we assure you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, and the bike traffic was way worth it.
Horrendous. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. For those of you not on campus right now, they've got some sort of Tour de Furman going on. You have to drive behind the chapel, around the pack, across the practice football field. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I felt it'd be more interesting if the bikers had to have the obstacle of avoiding the traffic coming towards them.
Yeah.
That might be a little more fun.
I mean, it's just another day of the epic legacy of Furman being a whore and whoring itself out to the Furman community, not really caring about the students that are actually financing all this stuff.
So. In their defense, most of the grand majority of Furman students aren't up before.
I think we're probably the only ones that were inconvenienced by this, so
probably not too far from the truth.
But that's enough. That's enough people to complain about it.
But I was inconvenienced by it.
Hey, we should start a tea party at Furman.
We're in printed media. They can't.
Exactly.
That's true. Right. That's right.
True. All right, we got a couple questions about your job here as station manager. What exactly does that entail? What are your duties?
Okay. Well, honestly, we've kind of created some this year just to kind of keep it interesting. I mean, like last year, they just didn't. Like, Mary and David were good station managers. They did what they needed to do, but they really didn't push the station to do new things that it hadn't done before. Some of the duties this year, the main one for us was recruiting new DJs and kind of prodding old DJs to come back and do shows again. I mean, like, we did, like, a lot of promotion, like, made banners and flyers and things like that, and really just, like I said, just push for new DJs. The second big thing that we did was try to get these live concerts together in the station, one per term. We wanted to do one a month, but it just wasn't going to happen. So we did one fall term that was with Gwen Fowler. We got like a bunch of people to come to the station and like sit in like chairs, and we actually had like a legit concert in the station and filmed it and recorded it and broadcasted it over both like the actual radio and the internet. And then we just had one last week with Derek Stather and Jake Knudsen, and that one went really well too. So that's kind of one of my and I's duties this year is just kind of helping promote those concerts and everything. So,
what's the most frustrating part of being the station manager?
Number one is the iTunes playlist, and I'm just now learning that it's not like the DJ's fault. Usually, it's iTunes' fault. So all those times that I've yelled at people have kind of need to be taken back because, I mean, like, sometimes, like, before iTunes started breaking and freezing up, it was people's faults. But now it's really not because I've been in here and it's frozen up on me before. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the most frustrating thing. Just, like, things breaking, and honestly, the stuff is so old, like, no one knows how to fix it, you know? So you have to, like... track people down or like call alumni or call the old station managers, and it's just like people don't have time for this. Yeah. I mean, like, it's old stuff. No one works with this stuff anymore. People, have all upgraded if you're in radio by now. Mm-hmm. So it's just really hard, to update the equipment. I mean, especially if you don't have the money for it. Mm-hmm. So,
and on the flip side of that coin, what's the most redeeming aspect of your duties?
I mean, honestly, just like the most redeeming thing is seeing a show like you guys have, Sublimity Cricket. I mean, like, I remember right at the beginning of the year, I was talking to Kyle, and I was like, "Yo, man, you should come and do a show this year." And he was kind of skeptical. He's like, "Yeah, I mean, maybe if I have some time, I might do something like that." I was like, you should really think about it. It'll be a good time." And then just seeing someone like Kyle really take on a show like that, and then see it build up during the year, and more people are involved in the show, and then McClintock comes back from study abroad, and he's in here like. It's just really awesome to see how, just like recommending something to someone can turn into something so important to people. That's definitely the most redeeming thing to me. So.
It's very cool. And thank you for that compliment. What's one thing you've learned as station manager that you would want to pass on to the next one that might be a little bit hidden in the whatever your duties are? And one lesson you learned. Follows, fails, blame iTunes.
Not going to do that. It's the easy way out. Probably, I hope she's not listening right now, but... Carol Daniels can get a little annoying sometimes. I love her to death, but sometimes you ask her questions about the budget, and she'll tell you you have $600 in the budget to spend on things, and I'm like, oh, sweet. And then I talk to her the next day, and I'm like, what's up? We're going to make some shirts with our $600 we have on the budget. And she's like, what are you talking about? We're 900 in the hole. And I'm like, how the hell did we lose all this money in one day? What did we buy with it? And she's like, you know, she's kind of senile, I guess. I don't know. She's like, I don't know where the money went. It was always $900 in the hole. I'm like, well, why did you tell me it was 600 in the black yesterday? She's like, I never told you that. I was like, yes, you did.
She was just looking at it upside down. That's all.
Yes. That could have been it. So hats off to the new station managers that can translate Carol language, especially when it comes to the budget. That's a pretty important skill.
All right. Well, that's good for now. We'll go to the next part of the interview after this song.
All right.
More with Ryan Devins after the song. Thanks. little Stevie Ray Vaughan, Sublimity Cricket.
We're back with the second half of our interview with Ryan Devins.
Our enthralling interview.
Yes.
We should sell this to PBS. I think they would.
Tonight on Frontline.
We could so take Jim Lehrer's job. Part two of our interview with Ryan Devins, station manager. Senior getting ready to leave the Furman bubble. What are your plans for this summer and beyond that?
All right. Well, quite honestly, like, I'll be real. I mean, Furman is a hard school. It's stressful. You got a million and one things to do every day. So I mean, like, honestly, I want to get out of Furman. I just want to take it easy for a year. I just want to get out and like do nothing. even though I probably won't end up doing that, but like, the summer I will. I've got kind of like a band that I play in when I go home, and like I write music here and bring it back and we learn it and play it live and things like that. So probably just going to do that all summer, play a bunch of shows and do that whole thing. And I'm actually talking to a lady that my mom works with, or she goes to church with, and she works at a local radio station. And so I've been kind of talking to her about maybe working with the radio station this summer. So still staying involved with radio and things like that, because I've had a really good time with it this year. So, but probably in the fall, I'm going to probably head over to Murfreesboro and go to graduate school at MTSU, so for business.
Sounds good. But we're all juniors, so we're going to be going through the same thing next year, making the same decisions. Is it frightening to leave the Furman bubble, that so-called Furman bubble?
Honestly, it depends who you are. I mean, like, if you're a relatively, I mean, like, if you're a person that likes to try new things and likes the feeling of kind of living your own life without people, like, sort of determining everything for you, like, Furman is pretty much, I mean, let's be honest, I mean, Furman's like high school 2.0, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Like, definitely take the opportunity to go abroad and have internships over the summer in different places where, you know, you're not going to be living at home or not going to be staying at Furman or something like that. I mean, it really does help you grow and mature and become more independent. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, part of my advice, just get away from Furman for a while. Just get away from Furman when you can. I mean, I know a lot of you already have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not as frightening as you'd think. I mean, the only reason it's frightening to me is because the economy is so bad.
Yeah.
If the economy wasn't bad, it wouldn't scare me at all. Because mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, I went to Furman, have a good education. I want to stay in the South anyway, so yeah. People are going to know what Furman is. So, I mean, I'm not really that scared about it. I mean, things usually just kind of happen and fall into place. So.
Yeah. It's a good way to be. Thanks again for coming out and helping us out a little bit.
Yeah.
And all the support you've given us this year with, mm-hmm. with anything we tried to do. And we really appreciate it. It's meant a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
And to close, one last question.
Yeah.
We got some Jenga blocks here. Want to go off campus later and then come back? Would you like to play?
Yeah, just as long as we call it Jengunk.
Okay, that's a deal.
All right.
We're going to play Jengunk with Devins later.
Not Drunga, Joel. Not Drunga. Drunga is not funny at all.
Thanks again for coming out. We really appreciate it. And thank you all for listening, all our cricketers. Join us April 11th.
It'll be our next show.
The big day.
Dr. Shy in studio. Big interview.
State of the University with Dr. Shy.
State of the University.
Yeah. with Dr. Shy. Photographer in here, it's a big deal. So
yeah,
we're legitimizing ourselves slowly but surely.
First was the Christmas spectacular. And
there's gonna be a photographer. Yeah, means yeah. We have to wear pants.
That's right, because none of us are right now.
The beauty of radio.
Oh yes, so much imagination.
Thanks again, everybody, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yep.
As long as we call it Jengunk.
Okay. That's a deal.
All right.
We're going to play Jengunk with Devins later.
Not Drunga, Joel. Not Drunga. Drunga. Drunga is not funny at all.
Thanks again for coming out. We really appreciate it. And thank you all for listening, all our cricketers. Join us April 11th.
It'll be our next
big
show.
Day.
Dr. Shy in studio. Big interview.
State of the University with Dr.
State
Shy.
State of the University.
Yeah. photographer in here. It's a big deal. So
yeah,
we're legitimizing ourselves slowly but surely.
First was the Christmas spectacular. And
you're going to be a photographer. Yeah, it means we have to wear pants.
That's right, because none of us are right now.
The beauty of radio.
Oh, yes. So much imagination.
Thanks again, everybody, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yep.